This morning in Washington, senators reached a deal that could pave the way for a vote as early as tomorrow on Loretta Lynch's long-stalled nomination to become the first female African-American attorney general. What broke that logjam? Well, an agreement on an abortion funding question that was part of a completely different issue, an anti-human trafficking bill. Elsa Chang covers Congress for NPR. She joins us from the Capitol. And Elsa, first remind us when Lynch was nominated and then confirmed.
Oh, my God. Lynch was nominated weeks and weeks ago. She's now Lynch hasn't been confirmed. That's the important thing,
yeah.
That Lynch, we're still waiting for her confirmation vote. But now she's been waiting since she passed out of the Judiciary Committee. She's been waiting the longest number of days, I'm told, by Democrats since any attorney general nominee since the Reagan administration.
Yeah. And as you said, she had hearings. She was confirmed in hearings, but not yet fully confirmed because of this human trafficking bill.
Right.
So just remind us, what was the holdup there, the provision on abortion?
Right. So back in mid-January, this bill was floating around. It sailed through the Judiciary Committee unanimously, but it wasn't until about like a month and a half later that Democrats noticed a provision that had been tucked into the bill was there all along since mid-January. Democrats just didn't notice until many, many weeks later. The provision would restrict any of the funding provided under the bill for abortions. And the Democrats insisted that the language be taken out. Republicans said no. And that's when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had tried several times to get the bill through the Senate, but as expected, Democrats kept blocking it. And finally, in March, McConnell basically said, look, we're not going to get to a confirmation vote on Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch until after we finish the human trafficking bill. So since then, we've been at a stalemate on this bill.
Well, the Democrats objected because they felt it was hidden. The Republicans said it wasn't. But then Democrats also said Republicans were wrongly citing the Hyde Amendment, which says that taxpayer money can't be used to fund abortions. What was the argument there?
The argument was that, well, Republicans said, look, the Hyde Amendment has applied since the mid-1970s on all these bills that have applied to public money, on all these appropriations bills. So putting the Hyde Amendment in this bill here, which would create a restitution fund for sex trafficking victims, having this fund be limited by the Hyde Amendment was completely traditional. This is how Congress has always operated. Democrats said, no, there's a very important distinction here. This fund, this restitution fund for sex trafficking victims, is not general taxpayer money. The Hyde Amendment has only applied to appropriations bills and other more general bills that where taxpayer money is at issue. But this is a fund that would be created by extracting fines from people convicted of sex trafficking crimes, say someone who spent money to have sex with a child. These are fines extracted from criminals. And therefore, to expand the Hyde Amendment to apply to criminal fines instead of just taxpayer money is an unacceptable expansion of the Hyde Amendment.
Okay, so that was the deadlock, but how'd they resolve that disagreement?
Well, today they announced a deal. Basically, both sides agreed to create this restitution fund for sex trafficking victims from two sources. It would still there would still be criminal fines put into the fund, but there would also be general taxpayer money put into this fund. This taxpayer money is money that has already been appropriated by Congress for community health centers. And now the rule is, only the taxpayer money in this fund can be used for health care services by these victims. And then the longstanding Hyde Amendment would apply to that taxpayer money. But the criminal funds, the criminal fines that go into this fund would not be subject to the Hyde Amendment. But those fines can't be used by the victims for health care or medical services.
Well,
that's
so
the compromise.
Unbelievable map that you laid out there. But is this a loss for Democrats? It sounds like they're accepting the abortion restrictions and the use of the Hyde Amendment. But on the other hand, they are going to get the president's nomination, Loretta Lynch.
That's right. I mean, Democrats say they didn't lose because they didn't let an unacceptable expansion of the Hyde Amendment happen. It's true. The Hyde Amendment here is not touching non-taxpayer money now. But there was a sense among many Democrats that when we're talking about a sex trafficking victims fund, we shouldn't be restricting any of it on whether victims want to pay for abortions. And in this case, now the fund is subject to some abortion restrictions.
Boy, convoluted. Elsa Chang covers Congress for NPR. Elsa, thank you so much.
You're welcome.